Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to another episode of Soda Zero, episode 7.
Episode 7.
Dude, it's crazy. Time flies when you're doing episodes, doesn't it?
Yeah, time flies when you're having an episode of fun.
What's your soda choice today? Anything?
Water.
I'm about to have a soda, a pre-workout soda.
A pre-worky soda?
Yeah. Soda, like pre-workout soda. If I had ice, I would put it on the rocks. Do you ever do that? A little pre-workout on the rocks?
No, I don't take pre-workout.
No, you're a puss like that?
No, I'm just mentally strong.
No, that's garbage.
I battle.
You just think you have natural energies?
I got natural abilities to perform at the highest level.
No, you don't. Put it to the test. Prove it.
What do you want to see?
How fast is your 40? No pre-workout.
Like 4.8 probably.
No way, Jose.
Yeah, dude. You know, I was a track guy back in the day.
Fuck, you were a track guy. You might run a 4.8. When did you start doing track, though?
Like grade 7.
Actually?
Yeah.
Dude, I thought you just hopped on the track after you stopped playing hockey.
Nah, I was like doing track while I was playing hockey, but like not serious. Like I was just like, because my parents were like runners, like marathon runners. So I would do like elementary school, like cross country, but like it wasn't serious. Like it would literally just be like 3 weeks of the year.
Fuck, so you were like good at a young age at track.
Yeah, like grade 9 was the last year I played hockey. And then that following spring is when I actually took it serious.
Dude, my understanding of it was like you were playing hockey in high school, you couldn't play anymore, and you just hopped on the track and hopped a few hurdles and went D1.
Yeah, basically.
But it wasn't quite like that? You were like running around in circles at a young age?
Nah, so in like grade 7 and grade 8, I did like elementary school, like cross country, like for 3 weeks of the year that it was like a thing. And then I did track, but it was just one day. So like I literally ran track for one day of the year from grades 7 and 8. And then
that's not track then. That you didn't run track if you ran it for a day.
Grade 9 is when I stopped playing hockey. So then I went and did track.
So you had like 4 efficient years of track.
Yeah, but like realistically, I did probably training for track for like 3 months each year. So I did probably one full year of training over those 4.
And then went D1?
Yeah.
Is D1 track legit?
Yeah, but like...
Well, maybe not at Maine though.
No.
No offense to Catch Colton and like the Maine trackers, but I feel like it's like a lower end of the track, right?
Definitely.
Dude, there's some freaky track runners out there.
Yeah, it's pretty legit. I mean, there's a lot of Olympians in D1.
No shit, yeah.
D1, like, there's people going to the Olympics that are, like, at Division I schools.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
And setting world records, actually, too.
There's world record Olympians? But, like, yeah. Not, who's the big guy? Usain Bolt. No one's like him.
Nah, not anymore.
Not quite. So, like... What's your fastest 40 time you've ever ran?
I've never really ran an actual 40, but like I ran like a one on a track once, like not like officially timed or anything. It was just like a hand time start and go. And it was like 4.8.
Oh, so you're all chitter over there though.
What?
You're all chitter. You're all chatter.
Nah. I back it. I backed it. That was also like 4 years ago.
That's fair. You've been training.
I was in grade 11 when I did that.
What's your fastest mile? I feel like you could buzz a mile.
I don't know. I've never ran a mile. I was like 400 meters, 400-meter hurdles. Fast 400.
Like, you were kind of like a more of a sprinting guy?
Middle short sprinter, but like 100 and 200 is like more of like a faster sprint. I guess the 400 is like still a sprint, but it's farther.
Dude, I don't fuck with like long distance.
Yeah, the people that do the long distance are crazy. Like, I don't know how people do that.
Psychos, dude. If it's more like I can run like a paced, I want to say like 3 to 5 miles, like that area, I can go paced. After that, my hips just like fall out, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Definitely. Do you know what I mean?
But like, you also need to like, I feel like if you were to, well, I guess you could just go do that. But people that like run distance, like don't start out like that. They just like go like short and then like keep building like weeks on weeks. Like it takes so long to like build it up for you to be elite.
I'm not like a prepared. I have never trained for distance. I'm a sprinter.
And why would you, right?
Right. Exactly. My fastest 40 that I've ever ran was in prep school.
At Kimball.
Yeah, Kimball's. Dude, we used to test
it. That's not in the ISL, though.
No, I'm not in the ISL. I was in the New England. No, sorry, the Lakes region. I was in the Lakes region.
Was New Hampton school in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dabbled over to New Hampton. But I ran like a 4. It was a 4.58 or something.
That's quick.
I was like 182 pounds when I did it.
That's NFL numbers.
Dude, I know, but I can't do it now. Like, now that I'm a little heavier, I can't, and I don't run often. I don't get as good running, but I'm faster on the ice, which I don't even know.
Yeah, you are. You're speed. You got speed.
You see me run. I get the floppy legs. You ever see hockey players run?
I've seen you run.
Dude, hockey players running is a sight to see, yeah?
Yeah, certain ones.
Like me, like.
Like most of them. But actually, funny story, the best two runners in Ontario around like the time I was in now both play in the NHL.
What kind of running?
Hurdles, sprint, like sprinters.
Yeah, that makes sense. That doesn't surprise me. Like if you train like your running stride as a hockey player, because hockey's like explosive guy, but like if there was like football players on the track team, they would be the fastest sprinters as well,
like. Yeah, well, usually like the football, like running backs, quarterbacks, receivers, you catch them running the 100 200 probably being one of the better ones.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, hot take by like forget his name, he's the loud guy on like ESPN and stuff.
Stephen A?
Yeah, Stephen A. I think it was Stephen A. It might not have been. But he called like track guys just failed athletes. Is that insulting to you?
Nah, not really.
He was like, if a football player, like a high school football player, isn't good at football, he runs track.
But like, what? There's nothing wrong with that. He's just not good at football.
There's not. He's not something, because like, in some form, they're a really good athlete. It's just a very specific art.
He's obviously a failed athlete too. Like, he's broadcasting.
Yeah, he's a fucking failed athlete too. He's a hypocrite.
He is.
I mean, it's still a specific like athletic thing. Like, you gotta be, if you're fast, like, there's some there's many perks of being fast, right?
I'd say so.
You get yourself into a little pickle, you gotta run.
Yeah, you get chased by a grizzly.
Dude, right? Like, speaking of grizzlies, like, those kids, the fucking wrestlers, wrestled a grizzly. Did you see that?
No.
Dude, yeah. These, like, high school wrestlers. Like, one of them started getting attacked by a bear. I don't know if it was a black bear or a grizzly bear or whatever, but one of them starts to get attacked, and the other one jumps on the head and is, like, trying to take on. He's literally fought the bear. The bear fucked him up, obviously, but, like, he fucking wrestled and fought a bear, and like the bear was like clawing his face, dude. It's disgusting. Like, his aftermath was gross, and he lived.
Dude, that's crazy.
They were wrestlers though. Like, maybe if they were runners, they would have just ran away.
Yeah, but I think those things can move for
some. Oh, they can move, but not like a track star, dude.
No.
Are you serious? Like Usain Bolt?
Yeah, they should do the animal game, the animal Olympics, and just have the best Olympic athletes go against animals and see who's faster.
You're right. Usain Bolt versus a cheetah.
Obviously, a cheetah would probably smoke him.
No way, dude. Bolt's got him in the bag,
bro. No, dude. Cheetahs get up to like 90 kilometers an hour, bro. Or 90 miles an hour.
Dude, Usain Bolt's, he's the best. He's got
as at the human level.
He's got the cheetah in his back pocket, man. Like, cheetah's got no stamina.
Dude, if you're going 100 meters, you don't need stamina.
All right, hear me out. What if Usain Bolt went all fours?
Cheetah's winning.
Even playing field. He matches the cheetah.
The cheetah's going to dust.
Cheetahs go all fours. That's their advantage. That's why they can go 90 Is it 90 miles per hour?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's something crazy like that.
So, like, picture me, right, on all fours. I'm as fast as a cheetah.
Nah.
It's just because we're upright, you know? Like, you don't see our full potential.
They're defying gravity. They're so close to the ground.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. That's like saying if you just, like, worked out really hard and got, like, did a lot of pull-ups and lat pull-downs, that you could grow wings and fly faster than a bird, you know?
Imagine.
Dude, so it's like human. Okay, so we got Bolt versus cheetah. You know, Michael Phelps did race a shark.
There's no way.
Dude, yeah, he raced a shark. You never saw that?
What?
Dude, yeah. They put the shark in the pool.
And the Phelps obviously got destroyed, yeah?
Yeah, no, they put the shark in the ocean. And I think they had the shark do it first. And then had like a simulation next to Phelps while he swam. It was on TV. Phelps obviously lost.
That's absolutely insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, that'd be cool to watch.
It was fun. I tuned in.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm saying, dude. Animal Olympics.
You know, it's one of those things like McGregor, like he would convince us that he would win the fight. Like against, say, who would you put a UFC fighter against as for an animal? Would it be a bear?
No, I would say like a monkey, like a big monkey.
Oh, like a gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, McGregor versus gorilla. McGregor going into the fight would convince the whole world he was gonna win.
Yeah, then he'd probably die.
I would believe him. Like when he was telling me he was gonna beat Mayweather, like I truly thought he was gonna. He was telling me, and I was like, dude, he's gonna win.
Yeah, but he didn't.
No.
You've been to a McGregor fight too.
Yeah, what a spectacle, man. I'm into two, actually.
Really? Yeah, MGK. Wasn't Machine Gun Kelly there for one?
Yeah, the first fight, I went to a UFC fight back in 2013, I think it was. So my childhood friend, John Barry, his dad was good friends with Dana White, and I don't know whether it was like through childhood, through their 20s, they were like best buds. So when UFC, like me and my brother started loving UFC, and we were like, oh, dude, we should try to get to an event. Like, it's in Boston. They finally come into Boston, 2013. Overeem was there, big heavyweight guy. And we hit them up. My friend hooked us up that we all went to the fight. We were like pretty close, as close as you can get to like the VIP section without being in it, you know, like the celebrity section. We were like two rows up after that. We went in, we got to meet Dana. I'll actually put the picture on the screen for the video version when I met Dana White. He, if you can see from the photo, you can't see right now, way shorter than I thought he was. He's like a short guy, dude. But anyhow, we met him, and I was just getting into UFC, and he goes, and at this point, on the card was McGregor versus Holloway, Conor McGregor versus Max Holloway. McGregor like wasn't a star yet at all, and he's like, oh boys, I'm really pumped for this McGregor Holloway fight. He's like, I think McGregor's gonna be a big deal,
and he was.
Sure enough, yeah, sure enough, dude. But even then, because he was like an Irish kid from and we were in Boston, when he came out, they went like the place went nuts. I had no idea who he was. I'm like, oh look, this Irish kid, like. Fucking right, it's Boston. Like, turns out it's Conor McGregor, and he, yeah.
Damn.
Turned out to who he was now. The guy who would beat up a gorilla.
The guy who would beat up a gorilla, if he said he would.
Yeah. Is there any other humans versus animals we can...
You could do,
Who's got really good eyes?
Me.
Yeah, you versus, like, an animal that can see really well.
A bird.
A bird? Dude, but, like, if humans can enhance themselves through science...
You think there's ever gonna be like machines where people can just like fly by themselves, like where you could just like put on a pack and just fly somewhere?
I think so,
but not like ridiculously far, but like, you know how like a hoverboard could like buzz you around at like a speed? Like, what if there was like air hoverboards?
I think if the world lasts long enough, 100%. Like, I don't know when, but because if like back in the day they thought that would be now. Like, not like scientists and people didn't think it'd be now, but like movies, you know, like Back to the Future 3, I think it is, or 2. Back to the Future 2, he goes forward in time to like 20, It's like 2015 or something. And they have like flying hoverboards and shit.
Yeah, it's wild.
How sick would that be? You just walk outside like, all right, boys, hitting up Pracky now. Put on a pack and just jet over to the rink.
Yeah, that would, yeah, that's the new transportation method.
Such a fun date, first date. Like you match with the girl on Tindy.
Yeah, hey, you want to come ride on my jetpack?
Yeah, want to come over and come on my jetpack later?
You want to come over and do jetpack racing?
Dude, Mile High Club, whole new level after that.
Yeah.
You both get a jetpack and just jet up in the sky and just start going to Pound Town.
On a jetpack.
But Pound Town's way up north, dude. I'm picturing jetpack sex up like a mile high in the sky. Because like it's hard up in the sky, right? And you're both in your own jetpack. So you press it and you have to keep going like shh, like forward and like let go and go back. You know what I mean? Like shh, goes forward.
Nah, that would be crazy.
Unless you just share a jetpack.
Yeah, you could. There probably is two-person packs.
For sure.
Available at your nearest Walmart.
Yeah, for sure. Like, what's, how many is too many, though? Like, what if it's like a four-person jetpack?
It should be no more than what a Sea-Doo is. Three and less.
It's an intimate jetpacking. You don't want to get, like, you don't want to have too many people up there.
Dude, yeah. But, like, speaking of Sea-Doos, they shouldn't be three persons. Three persons are literally a death sentence.
What is that?
Like a Sea-Doo, like a jet ski?
Oh, there's three-person jet skis?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, three-person. I've driven them, like, by myself, two and three. And three by far is the worst. Because the guy in the middle is, like, just getting, like, pounded by the guy in the back.
Pause.
And then the guy in the middle is pounding the guy in front of him while the guy in front's trying to drive.
Just a bunch of guys pounding each other on jet skis?
Yeah. And then, dude, I almost I fell off a jet ski once.
You all right?
Well, yeah. While I was on Instagram Live, like, I had my phone in my hand.
Well, that's just, like, not a smart move.
No, but, like, we were driving, like, slowly. Like, it wasn't like we were buzzing fast. But since, like, there's so many people on, like, if you both, like, if you guys all lean one way, like, simultaneously, you'll flip. So we all, like, our friends were, like, on the other jet ski. So we, like, turned like this and we flipped over.
Did you at least save your phone?
Oh, yeah. I had my phone like this in the air. Like,
fuck yeah, you did.
While I was on the live.
And did you tread?
Yeah, like, and the jet ski, like, flipped, and, like, it kind of, like, hopped back onto, like, the right side, and then we were, like, holy shit.
My cousin had, like, they have jet skis, and she was riding and, like, caught a big wave in the ocean and flung off of it and went, like, up in the air and then fell back down and, like, smacked her thigh on, like, the side of the jet ski. Like, it's dangerous.
Imagine she just landed and just kept buzzing.
Yeah, she just lands on it.
That'd be good sty.
But yeah, three-seater is too much. Like, I feel like it's awkward, for sure.
It's so awkward.
Like, he's just riding the ski, and I'm just, like, holding on to his life vest.
being the driver is way better. Like, I'm, like, terrified of, like, boats and shit.
Yeah, it's hard to trust. It's hard to trust.
And, like, if you're driving, it's way – like, I have no fear when I'm, like, driving. Like, I could literally – I felt like I was, like, fucking – who's the god of the seas?
Like, Aquaman?
Yeah, I guess. Like, well, like, isn't there, like, Hercules or something?
No, Hercules is not in the ocean.
But who is? I felt like whoever that person was.
Atlantis. Who's the god of the sea?
Whoever the god of the sea is.
I said Aquaman.
That's who I felt like while I was buzzing the sea dude.
Yeah, you feel like the god of the sea when you're on the driving the jet ski.
Yeah, but when you're behind, you just feel like, I don't know what you feel like. You feel like you've just been defeated in life.
For sure. You feel like a bitch. You're just like, damn, I'm
like, riding. You gotta let your friends, like, take the wheel sometimes, you know?
Yeah, sometimes.
Or just be a big baller and buy your own jet ski so you guys all have your own.
Fuck, yeah. Should we go get some skis?
Should we? For the Stillwater River?
Yeah, the Stillwater. Just rip down Maine. Maybe hit the Penobscot.
Yeah.
Just fire it.
That'd be wild.
Jet skis are actually pretty fun, though.
They are fun.
You get buzzing around.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Someone just beeped out there. Dude, speaking of out there, like, outside, the last week, there was a big couples fight outside my window at, like, 12, 1 in the morning.
What?
Some juicy stuff, bro.
Like, your boy?
No, not my boy. It was just random. I think they were, like, coming home from the bar or something.
And they're, like, in your parts? They're, like, your neighbors?
Yeah, my neighbors. And it was a Saturday, so, like, I played Sunday, so we didn't go out. And, like, obviously the rest of the town does. So I'm just, like, in bed with my woman hearing noises all of a sudden. And like, not us, we weren't making noises, although like we were later, but not like in that moment, you know. But like like we hear it bicker, like this guy's all mad, he's like, yo, like, fuck you, you drunk, you're drunk, like I got set up. He's like yelling on the side of the road. I like peek out the window, leather jacket guy just like pacing around, and they fought for like 2 hours, dude,
just yipping.
I feel like I was on her side because he was just like being annoying. Like, she wasn't even saying anything. Like, she was like, I don't know, she was drunk, so he was like mad or some shit, but he was saying some wild shit. He's like, you drunk ass, you a drunk sassy ass hoe. I was like, what is going on out there? Like, what kind of fucking words are you using? It was bizarre. And then like someone finally yelled out the window, I think the house over, and was like, hey, shut up or I'm calling the cops. Like, yeah, I guess it was like it's a regular thing though. I haven't heard it since, but
from those two?
Yeah, I guess my teammate said he's heard them a few, like the couple weeks like we have been here, he's heard them like a few nights arguing.
Come on, guys. Let's keep it inside the house.
Yeah. I was taking notes, so I'm like, how to be toxic 101? Just like that they are. But yeah, exactly. Keep it in the house, right?
Just criminal.
Where's your awareness that you're yelling on the side of the road where like obviously everyone hears you? You know, like, wouldn't you be embarrassed?
So embarrassed.
You would think. It's an embarrassing
thing. Causing a scene, an absolute scene.
Like, I would never be on the side of the road yelling at my girl.
No. Well, maybe, but no.
You would? Maybe.
Nah, probably not.
Maybe like the boys post like bar, we're just yelling at each other on the side of the road, but in like happy vibed ways.
Yeah, such haps vibe. Such happy vibes. Happy Gilmore vibes.
Happy campers, man.
Yeah.
We just got back from the happy camp.
Remember that time we walked back. We were probably yelling a few times that one time we walked back.
We were hooting and hollering.
When you were in these parts.
Where did we walk?
From the house to All Town.
That's right. Did we get a ride from there?
We got picked up, but like, yeah.
That's right, we did. And I got yelled at, remember? Because I had, what was it, the chicken broccoli ziti?
Yeah. Remember that story we made up that your bathroom was flooded and shit?
Yeah, that was good times. That girl, whoever that girl of the driver was, is just like, so she was in a bad mood. She was a vibe killer. Like, we just got back from the happy camp. We were campers and all good vibes. And I get in the car and she's like, your chicken broccoli ziti is smelling up my car. I'm like, okay, Batman, fucking relax up there. Like, the fuck?
Yeah. Literally a 20 second drive too. Like, you, yeah.
Getting my calories in. Fucking had a long night. I went to a college party.
Through and through.
I was obsessed with that chicken broccoli ziti that whole week. Eh?
You were. You ate it a lot.
From the gas station. Pre-made. I put in the microwave. The
gasoline station.
Dude, it was a gasoline, a chicken broccoli ziti, honestly. Where were we going with that? Oh, right. Bandit, right. Dude, I was thinking about this. Like, we went out the other night because we had the Halloween party.
Oh, yeah. What do you go out as?
Did you see my costume, Wolverine?
No, I didn't see it. Was that what you posted on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then yeah. What
the fuck? Did you even look at the photo?
Dude, I looked at it, but I was like, I didn't really clue in that it was Halloween.
What did you just think?
Like, I just thought you were posing for models.
You just thought I was dressing up as fucking Wolverine for no reason?
Yeah, and then I was like, I was like kind of cluing in then now.
What the fuck? Were you just judging me heavily?
No, I wasn't judging you heavily. I was like, oh, maybe this guy got a model deal.
Dude, I was in my fucking living room.
Yeah, but no, now I get it.
Yeah, it was Halloween.
I went as Elmo.
Elmo. Yeah, she's a vibe. Or he's a vibe. Is Elmo a girl or a guy?
Yeah, I don't really know. Elmo.
I don't even know. But yeah, I went as Wolverine. And the photo I edited out. I darkened the background on purpose. Like, it was in my living room, but I darkened the background to make it look like the Wolverine photos. Yeah, it was, but I'm glad you thought I like got a fucking modeling gig.
Yeah, I was like, damn, bro.
Yeah, I get my first modeling gig and they're just like, you know what? Dress up as Wolverine for us.
Imagine. I mean, like, if you're getting money, you're getting money.
Dress up as Wolverine right now and pose. shave the fucking middle of your chin. Did you see I had the chops and everything, dude?
Yeah. I'm going to go look right now.
I had butter knives for my claws. You see it? You get it now?
Yeah, I get it now. Wow. Are you going to participate in Movember?
Yeah, I'll probably do a stash, maybe. We'll see. A couple guys were telling me to keep the Wolverine facial hair and just let it go the whole month. But I kind of looked like a fool, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's like no stash and it's shaved down here and it's just like chops.
Yeah.
The butter knives were a good touch though, yeah?
Yeah, good touch for sure. Could have been dangerous, like maybe a little dangerous, but it's a good touch.
I could have stabbed a few people if I wanted to. I didn't.
You could have caused some damage to the public.
The best part about it was when anyone needed cutting, like if anyone needed one, like butter on toast, I'm spreading it, no problem. I just give them a finger, spread. Also, there was wood, and I didn't chop the wood because there were butter knives, but there was ropes attached to it, and the guy, like the Willie, he was in charge of the fire, kept coming over, and I would just cut the rope off the wood. Like, it came in handy.
Yeah. Wait, so what did you guys do? Like, did you guys like go out to like a bar or something? Or
no, so we had a team party. It was literally just like the team and girlfriends and wives and maybe if you wanted to bring a date, a jetpack buddy to the party. But it was on actual Halloween because we had our road trip, so it was Monday. And we just like buzzed around a little bit. Everyone dressed up. It was like mandatory costumes. We all laughed, like good banter around the fire. We had a fire. And then after, a few of us went to the bar. Like I was like, yeah, let's like continue the night. It's Halloween. I'm sure like Portland's buzzing, right? Even though it's a Monday. Dude, I went. There was like three of us and no one was there.
That sucks.
No one in the town, dude. I'm like, what the fuck?
So like they're like the older guys on your team? Like do they have like nice houses?
We actually have, for as far as like pro standards go, a pretty young team. There is one guy, he's got a wife, they just got married this summer, and they have a house in the area. There's like one house that's like a little bit nicer, so there's like three of them in there, and one of them or two of them have girlfriends that live there as well. Other than that, if you want your girl, you can make it work. Like just toss her in here. Like I have the futon. Like if I wanted my like a girlfriend to like come here and live, I would just throw her on the futon, obviously. Not because I don't like her, but like because you need your space while you sleep, right?
Yeah.
Hot opinion or hot take. When you're sleeping with your girlfriend or significant other, cuddling, like, so for me, cuddling's great up until I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, then you're spaced out, eh?
It gets hot, it gets sweaty, and it's like, okay, I need to sleep, like, whoosh.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get on the futon.
Yeah. Unless you're great walling.
Oh, you want a great wall with your girl? Like, when you're, with your wife, you're older, yeah, you're like cuddling imagine. Up until it's time to sleep. You're like, all right, toss a pillow right in the middle, and even three pillows.
Oh, yeah, at least five.
It's not a bad idea, dude.
Like, you gotta lay the foundation, then you gotta put like two rows.
For sure. It's not a bad idea. Also, a decent idea. No, this isn't a decent idea. I'm lying, but I was gonna say two single beds together make a king bed, and you could just do that. So when you're done cuddling, you just go to your own single bed. Yeah. The problem is the crack in the middle. Because I did make a mega bed at my house. This summer when I was staying at home, I put my two single beds together and I just would sink through the crack.
Yeah, I did two mega beds in my dorm because I was by myself. But if you sleep, like if you have a mattress pad, you can sleep like perpendicular to the horizontal and you won't notice it.
Perpendicular, like across them. So like the,
yeah, the like you're going through the scene, like you make a T with the bed basically.
Your ass, like your butt cheeks and the bed crack make a T.
Yeah, but you won't feel a crack. So it's like,
I've done that. So when it's one person, it's money. It works. If you add a female in there with you, it pushes the bed. There's too much squirming, pushes the bed apart and the separates, you'll fall through the crack. I had this issue. Like, I thought it was a genius. I'm like, mega bed. And I hyped it up to her, sent her photos, comes over, and we wake up on the floor, you know, we're in the crack. It's tough. It's a tough game, man.
Dude, you think it's cheaper to do that than buy just a regular king bed?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure like even a nice single mattress is still probably pretty pricey.
I feel like when I get like out, like when I'm done school, get into the real world more, yeah. I think I'm getting a king bed instance.
Just for yourself?
Yeah.
Even if you have no woman?
She can get her own bed, or she can pay for my bed and sleep in it if she wants.
Dude, I have a futon, bro. Just let me know. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, we can send it back and forth.
That'd be a funny concept, like, to have whenever, like, you're with your significant other and one of you's acting up, you just send each other to the futon.
Yeah.
Like, one more word out of you, you're going to the futon, all right? Keep it down. Stop that, or your futon, okay?
The futon, dude. It's a timeout zone.
Yeah, it's the timeout chair. Futon.
Lessons.
What'd you say? What's up? Futon's calling your name.
Yeah.
It was like, it's like Olive Garden, the Olive Garden situation.
Yeah. It might be scarier than Olive Garden, maybe.
Yeah, the futon's more like, it's more like a timeout, like you're on punishment. Oh, that could be like a kinky thing. Like all of a sudden you like go on the timeout chair and it gets a little crazy in there. Put me on the timeout chair. It's like, joke's on you. I like going on the futon on the time. I like when you put me on timeout. It spices up the bedroom.
Creates a little tension.
Spicy things. Have you ever tried buffalo wing Cheez-Its?
Nope.
I'm eating them like right now, and I just saw them across the room.
You know the pretzel crackers?
Yeah.
Buffalo, those ones are good.
Yeah, those are fire.
What else is spicy? Sriracha spicy?
That's too spicy.
Asian zing sauce from Buffalo Wild Wings.
The spiciness? The spiciest sauce?
It's pretty spicy.
I can go mild, but that's it.
Fair.
You know what fucked me up like really badly? The spicy chicken nuggets at Wendy's.
Really?
Have you ever had them?
Nope.
Dude, they're like way too spicy. I couldn't eat them, actually. I got through like two or three of them and I'm like drinking milk.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever had like spicy sandwich from Popeyes?
Yes.
And that wasn't that bad, but Wendy's was.
Yeah, like have you ever had the spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Totally normal amounts of spice. You eat it and it's like it tastes good. You're enjoying the spice.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
Yeah, you go with the spicy nuggets from Wendy's, they're fucked, dude. But it's like a spice challenge. It'd be like the Buffalo Wings hottest sauce challenge, but it's just Wendy's nuggets. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, guys, like if I'm being a wimp here, but Wendy's spicy nuggets are fucked.
Oh, thoughts on filming outdoors next episode?
Oh, we totally should. Dude, come here.
Dude.
What are you doing like next week?
I got a few tests coming up.
Let me know, because we could do an outdoor episode. Like we could set up shop on like the beach and shit, dude.
Yeah, imagine.
Imagine the vibes you would catch.
Yeah, we would be catching serious vibes, sodas.
We would catch arguably more vibes than waves.
Dudes, are you into stand-up comedy?
Watching it?
Yeah.
I like it. I don't like religiously watch it on but I do from time to time.
My friends like put on a guy this morning to show me, and he was nuts. It was insane.
Who?
Andrew Scholes.
Oh yeah, I know him. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
I like, have you ever seen Bill Burr?
Yes.
He's a riot.
Yeah.
He's also like nuts. He's like raunchy and says like questionable shit.
Yeah, but like they need that. But like people just don't like that anymore, which is just sad.
It is sad.
Because just the it's insane that people like take comic like so serious.
It's shitty. We need comedy.
Yeah.
Comedy keeps the world going around. Like why would you take life so serious that you don't want to laugh?
I know.
Laugh it up.
They need who's the guy? Eddie Murphy? Is that the guy back in like the 80s, 90s?
Yeah, he was a guy.
And he was like just like outrageously like the things he said.
Yeah, I'm sure. He was like in a lot of movies after and stuff. Like he was Donkey in Shrek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was funny. He's in his day, he was hilarious. Like Dave Chappelle says ridiculous shit. They always try to cancel Dave Chappelle, but he just says fuck off.
Yeah, there's like, yeah.
I just don't get like when it became that. Like everyone just takes such offense to jokes.
I don't know. But like, I don't know what these people think they're going to cancel. Like this guy could post anything. Like he could post anything and people are going to pay to watch him because he's just that good.
He went off the grid for a while because he like did his Chappelle show and then he felt like they were doing him dirty. I forget the whole story, but he literally went off the grid and left like Hollywood and just like went off the grid for years. And he would do secret comedy shows. Like people would just word of mouth and they would show up. Like he would do like pop-up comedy shows and people, it would sell it out. Like people would be there.
It's fair.
Because he's that funny. But it's like, he's, I don't know. Why are you taking offense to a joke when you know it's, like the intent is to make people laugh.
You know what you're like, what you're going to. The people that like get mad and are at the show is even worse because like you know what's coming.
That's the dumbest shit ever.
And the people on the internet, oh man, just so bad.
The Twitter people suck.
Yep.
I actually unfollowed someone on Twitter, not close to me. But it was like a mutual friend that like I knew years ago, and she retweeted. There was someone saying like the world doesn't need comedians, and then she's like agreed. She's like, yeah, I've been saying this for years. What is the point of comedians? Like, we don't need this in our society anymore. I'm like, are you fucked? Like, we need comedians now more than ever. Fuck. Yeah. We need laughter.
It's such a, oh my gosh.
When's the last time there's been like a legit good fucking comedy movie? We're in such a comedy movie drought right now.
We are. A drought, yeah. We are in a drought.
It sucks. Someone said that. Actually, I read a review of a movie and someone said like blah, 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 while we're in a comedy drought like we are, like this was good. Like, because there's legit no, you're not allowed to be funny anymore because that's why. Like, you can't say any jokes.
Yeah. Which, yeah, it's sad.
Like, think about all your favorite comedy movies and TV shows from the past, from childhood, whatever. They would not get the green light today.
Yeah, I don't think we can get too much further into this without going over.
The point of the story is just like, let's bring comedy back.
Yeah, let's. Like, it's just not that deep, guys.
We always say that. That's all. It's like our. That's our saying. That's our hashtag. It's not that deep.
There's so many bigger problems in the world than people making jokes.
Yeah, than being funny. Much bigger problems.
Much bigger. Like, that would be, like, I could probably name, like, 30 things that are more worse. I could probably, yeah, off the top of my head, than comedy.
Hashtag, it's not that deep.
Yeah.
We gotta make merch that says it's not that deep.
We should.
That's our motto. It's not that deep.
Yeah, literally. Like,
it's almost like saying don't take life too seriously. Like, laugh. It's not that serious. It's not that deep.
It's just just be yourself, guys. Just have fun and talk with respect to people, but know when to have fun.
Yeah. Enjoy the process, guys. Enjoy life. You're supposed to enjoy life, or what's the point of?
No need to be so tense.
What's the point of living if you're not having fun with it? It's not that deep.
It is not that deep.
I think this could be this could be a good, especially as the pod gets more popular. I think that can be like a legit good merch.
Yeah.
In the comments right now, let me know if you guys want that on merch. It's not that deep. Also, the sodas are owed, obviously, where the merch is coming.
Just sit down and have a sip of something. You'll be better.
Have a soda.
Gathering with your people and enjoying their presence. That's what this is all about.
And talk shit. But good shit, not like bad shit, not negative shit, positive shit.
Yeah, just be happy.
Which gets back to like bantering with the boys late night. Nothing like it.
Nothing like it.
Yeah, honestly though, like that's something like I kind of forget that I miss when I come back to hockey season is like when it's like late night and there's like four of you there just talking nonsense and you're like just thoroughly enjoying the conversation, all good vibes.
Yeah, and like, yeah,
we need more of that shit. Like, you just talk about, you know, different sexual positions and
We had a good couch talk when you were here last.
I live for it, bro.
It's great.
Nothing fires me up more than, like, it's a late night, like, whatever, you go out. You can have sodas or not have sodas, like non-alcoholic or alcoholic sodas. It doesn't matter. They're owed either way. They're earned. But like the post party, or just like even at the party, like people dwindle out, they leave. And then it's just like you and like four other people, five other people, the boys. Maybe there's like a couple of like females who are just like good fun that can partake in the banter.
Like Ainsley.
And you just sit there. It's like three, four in the morning and you're just bantering about nonsense. I live for those moments, post party.
Those are respectable moments.
Where you can just like really converse in deep, random ass conversation.
I know.
Like this podcast.
Exactly.
It's so much more fun to me than the actual party.
Yeah. Where you're just like in that little small circle, like late evening.
I love it, dude. It's something about like the nighttime that makes the conversation elevate.
Yeah. It's so much more elevated.
It's because the creative mind opens at night.
Yeah, you're more loose.
And obviously, maybe you've had a few sodas in you.
Maybe.
I don't know about you, but like for me, when the party itself, like it's fun, whatever, but the music's blasting, everyone's just like dancing around, and you can't talk to anyone. I hate that. I hate when I'm not able to talk to people. Because like, especially if I'm drinking sodas and like sodas are owed and sodas are being like...
And sodas are had.
Sodas have been had and engulfed into my whale, my whale's mouth. I'm trying to banter. I'm trying to talk to people and like get to know you way more than I should. Like, I want to know like all the details about your life and never talk to you again.
We go to like the post banter, we can banter about that banter.
Yeah, and then like after, dude, this guy I met tonight, like, blah blah blah. It's craziness, man. He's a crazy fuck.
Great guy. Never see him again.
Post bar while we muck Burger King, an underrated fast food establishment, by the way.
Never had it.
Never had BK?
Never had BK.
It's so underrated, but especially when it's 1, 2 in the morning and McDonald's is the only thing open besides this Burger King, everyone orders McDonald's. It's going to take an hour, 2 hours. BK, 20 minutes, bro.
Not bad.
Get your burgers, get your Whoppers in you. It's not that deep.
It is not that deep.
Is that, I think we should cap the epi.
Yeah, we got like 50 minutes at least.
If you're listening this deep, I love you like so much. Subscribe to the YouTube version. Put your notifications on. I think with like Apple and Spotify, you can add the show and it like automatically uploads and adds when we drop an episode. So do that if you haven't, if you're on the audio version. Any last remarks?
I'm hoping by the time this comes out, the Philadelphia Phillies have won the World Series.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, imagine we call it right now. 5-4. 5-4, game 5. Citizens Bank Park.
Love it. All right, boys, girls, see you in the next episode.
See ya.